Magnolia family here, nice to see you too, all of you. And when we were coming here, we saw someone, unfortunately, a car accident. I don't know if it was the same one that the people were referring to. And there was some cover on top of it. Looks like there was probably a fatality there. And so someone at this moment is very sad because being hurt. So it's always for us to... we don't know who they are, but the Lord knows, and we can lift a prayer for those that have been, it looks like was a very, very serious one. And also from the Aussies, you know, from we keep looking the news and see that it's a major national disaster is going on in Australia. And for those that are, let's pray for them. Also, as our first elder mentioned here, those that serve, you know, are wearing uniform, especially those that have been sent back to that nest called Iraq, you know, a troubled place that looks like never have a peace there in that place. So let's pray for them and for their families too, because if you're in that situation when there's the turmoil, you can imagine how the families feel. So let's pray for them too. And of course, let's pray for our church and for this very special, good-looking people that are here ready to be consecrated and ordained to God's ministry. That's the purpose for our service today. So the text, we chose this text because this text is inclusive of the deaconesses, the deacons, and the elder that has been dedicated. So that's why we chose this in this particular version. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong. Don't let anything move you from your commitment. Always work with enthusiasm. And as you know, the word enthusiasm in Greek means God inside. Theos, inside. And so it's very important for us to have enthusiasm for the Lord. And it says, for you know that nothing you do, you know, everything you do, God is taking notice. Not that we work for in order to get the reward, but the reward is guaranteed because the Lord always is faithful and He always gives to us what we most need. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is Abba's Day. So it is a day that God has made for us to be happy and to be joyful. Today's message, we chose Chosen because we want everyone to know that the church is picking you, but somebody else chose you before the church did. And you know who that is, right? Called to serve. That is a distinctive function that we have. Today, it is an ordination service. I spent many hours thinking, should we have this all together? Or should we just have two services? But because of the calendar, we decided that we will have all three groups present before the Lord at the same time. So every text here applies to all three of you, all the elder and their family, the deacons and the deaconesses also. You are chosen. When you, we know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be His own people. He has chosen you. You have not chosen Him. Like Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. I have appointed you to produce fruit. A fruit that will remain, should remain forever. And when you ask anything on my name, because you are one of the team, Jesus Christ promised that He will listen to your prayers. When you pray for the sick, when you visit the sick and pray with them, the Lord says, if you ask my name, I'll be there, I'll answer your prayers. That is what Jesus Christ says in John 15, verse 16, New King James. Someone once asked me, Pastor, that hand is a female hand. I said, of course it is. That represents the church. God chose, but the church picks. So it's the church who is picking and choosing, selecting you to service. Now look at this picture. There are many, but the church, by God's guidance, said, I'm going to lift you up. I want to bring you close to you for service. Now, we do this because we have children now in the ministry. We ask the children to look at the screen because I want also for them to benefit from the concept. Because in the future, if Jesus Christ doesn't come soon, they will be sitting here dressed, just good-looking people just like you, and waiting for them time to be consecrated also to the Lord. So that's why we do. Now, the word service, it is seven letters and also seven words that are shows who, how do we know that, what is the difference between a servant and just a godly servant? So this is about all of you. Service. Who best can show us what service is than Jesus Christ himself? I don't think in the Bible there is any better picture when Jesus Christ takes the towel and he goes when there was no servant around, everybody's waiting, who is going to do it? And he came and he kneeled down and he started washing the feet of his disciples. And you know, there will always against somebody will say, oh, no, you're the master, you're not supposed to do this. But Jesus Christ said, no, I want you to be like me. Whatever I do, I want to set an example for you to do. So we need all to be like Jesus. Amen? Amen? The purpose of us to be in the church is to be like him. And so he says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And you know, on top you see service defined in his image. So when you go back to Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27, it says, let us make mankind in our own image. Service was part of the DNA that he put in us when he created us. Because service is part of the DNA of God himself, the substance of God. So when we serve, we reflect the image of Christ, image of the Creator in everything we do. It's when we do for others that we really reveal God in our lives. So it's very important for us to know that we all come and call to be part of the service. So the service, the first S stands for spiritual. Some people may say, oh, I have many skills. But if God is not the one who is leading your heart, your skills are useless. In the church, everyone, the first and most important qualification is your spirituality. You may say, I'm not very good in playing the piano. I'm not good in doing this. But I am very close to God. Therefore, God will call you. Because God can always enable you. But he cannot make you spiritual. That is your choice. So spiritual. Hold, it says in 1 Timothy 3:9, it says, holding the mystery of the faith with pure conscience. You know, it's a very heavy thing to go to bed when you have no clear conscience. But there is nothing else better in this life than to go to bed and have a conscience like a baby. You sleep wonderfully because God is in your heart and he owns your life. Second, enthusiasm. Don't ever serve God without enthusiasm, because if you have no God in you, all that you do is going to be worthless. A lot of people work very hard for God, but all that they want is recognition. They want to be projecting themselves. They will get nothing at the end. Those that are humble and serve God and wait only for God's recognition will receive such a recognition at the end. For those who have served well, not served, but served well, that is the emphasis that the scriptures give to us in 1 Timothy 3:13. Now the next one, reverend. In some churches, they call the pastors reverend. Not in this church. Because reverence in this case, it means something that is attribute for God. But when the Bible says that deacons and deaconesses should be reverend, means to be respectful, needs to be somebody who are aware of the distinction between what is holy and what is not holy, and treat what is holy with the kindness and the respect that is deserved, because you are handling God's business. Virtues, not a double tongue, a person who is honest in everything you do. Don't ever be a person who have always double sense in everything you want to say. You want to say something, but you mean something else. a deacon, a deaconess, an elder should be a people of a clear mind, a clear statement, a clear faith. Next is somebody who is blameless. How can we be blameless if we are imperfect? The only time that we can be blameless is when we always, every time we sin, we go to God and confess our sins and have a humble spirit about it. When people are wrong and they are proud, there's no hope for them. But when you are wrong but are humble, God can help you to get out of your problems. Next is commitment. How can a servant be a servant if he is not committed? Commitment is vital in service. There is no service if there is no commitment. Not greedy for money. So don't do this because you expect to receive some payback. Remember what I used to say? For those that serve God, the benefits are out of this world. You don't need medical coverage because the Supreme Physician is watching over you. He is the healer. Everything you need is being promised to you. So serve well. And then last, educator. Everyone who is called to serve is called to teach. You teach by your example. You teach by the things you do. Every time you serve someone, a child is looking and learning from you. There was this, in the winter time, a father used to take a baseball bat and we used to go to the driveway to break the ice so that the wife could take the car, you know, her car out when she went to go. But he parked his car, his brand new car, outside. It was covered with ice. So he went outside and tried breaking the ice, and there was a phone call. So he went back inside the house. What he didn't realize is that a boy was outside watching him as he was breaking the ice. So the son took the baseball and went to the car and tried to clean all that ice on the car. So the father, after finished the phone call, he looked around, where is his son? He went outside, and the son came in very proud and says, "Dad, I took all the ice out of the car." And you can imagine how many dents that car had. When you lead, be careful, because there is always watching what you do. Somebody's going to copy what you do. Somebody will. So that's why when God chooses you to leadership, you should not be part of any destructive, any criticism, anything that causes harm to the church and to a fellow brother and sister. Ruling their children and their own house well. Remember, in order for you to do well in this house, you need to do well in the other house where you live also. It's very important. Deacon and deaconesses, they are the guardians of God's house. I commend you, Phoebe, our sister. And the original says, servant, the word servant there is from the word diakonos, which means just a servant. She was a servant at the church. Personal spiritual growth is very important. Brothers and sisters, keep your communion with God. Okay, don't take for granted your relationship with God. It's very important. People will notice, the members will notice in your life. If you serve Christ, God, outside and inside. If God is the master inside, you'll be the servant outside. But if somebody else is the master of your life, you're not going to be a good servant. It's very important. The church needs you. Church services, deacon, deaconesses are responsible to maintaining the orderly and reverent church service. Brothers and sisters, those of you that are not a deacon or a deaconess serving, if a deacon or a deaconess come close to you and for some reason inform you about something or be gracious. Know that they are doing this because they want what is best for the church. They're not doing this out of arrogance. They are just guardians in the church. That's what you have been chosen them to do, to help our service to be reverent and to be a place where God is respected and worshipped. Communion assistance, we know the deacon and deaconesses are part of the communion and serve the communion. Also preparing help in the baptism. What we like to do here in the next baptism, we like the deacon and deaconesses to have a special time of fellowship with the candidates before they are baptized. It's very good for you to pray with them, to know who they are, to know why they make that decision. It's good to develop that relationship because later on, you're going to be visiting them. Later on, they will be part of your family. So it's very important for you to have that kind of relationship with them also. Now, visiting the sick, we already mentioned this. It is part of the ministry, not only for deacons, but also for the elders. Sharing the gospel. Preach. Preach the way you live. Preach by word and actions. It's very important. Maintaining the church property. How many of you here heard what that happened at the church in Texas on the Sunday service, morning service? You heard about it, right? Do you know that when that individual came in, very hot, you know, outside it was very hot, and this individual had that long coat and has one hand always hiding. So when he came in, people already started looking at him. Why? Because he came to church before and he asked money for money, and the church gave him money. So he came back for more money. So the church gave him money again. So he came back the third time. And the third time, the church says, I'm sorry, no more. So he came for the fourth time. But this time, he brought a gun. He wanted the money to buy drugs. And he got angry. So he came at the door and he says, where is the pastor? So the pastor was his target. Watch for me, please. So he was looking for the pastor. And you know the rest of the story. So he took two lives before he was lost his own. We have situations here in our church that people have come and has demanding money. And when we said no, they went outside very angry and hit the door. They could have generated violence. So we have to be always alert. So deacons and deaconesses, we always rely on you to be on alert and watch for the church. And next time, says the pastor's that one. So be careful. Said those who do well as deacons will be rewarded with respect and others. This is more a say to the rest of the church. It says here, those who do well as deacons and deaconesses will be rewarded with respect from others and will have increased confidence in their faith in Christ Jesus. Now, you are the light of the world. I'm going to make application to this. Maybe you never have done before. So this is how I apply this. Why this verse is here on the screen. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under the basket. Now, who is the lamp? According to the Bible, the lamp is the Bible, the Word of God. But the Bible says also that you are the light. Now imagine the church has chosen you. Now the church chose you because you're a light. And the church chose you to be a light. Now, should the church take you, put you under a basket? Or should you hide yourself under the basket after you've been called? Remember, you have been called to light, to provide light to others, not to be under a basket. So honor the gift that you have received, the trust that the Lord has put upon you, and share that light. Don't hide that light. Please be generous. Where it gives light to everyone in the house, everyone in this church needs the light that you will be projecting. Because God has called in you. Now, this is a commercial for the Wright Career College commercial. It has been a few years ago, was everywhere, and it was very funny. Everybody was even talking about it, even in the news they were talking about. This young lady here is, of course, is an actress, and she's been interviewed by this potential employer, and ask her, you know, what qualifications she had. So in commercials, they ask her, and I don't remember all the details, so I'm going to make up someone, but the concept is the same. It says, do you have any computer skills? And she have a smile, a very contagious smile, and says, no, but I have a wonderful, a brilliant personality. And so interviewer asked her, by the way, do you have any any mathematical or any accounting experience? She says, no, but I have a brilliant personality. And then they says, do you have any medical skills and everything else? Have you attended college? The interviewer said, you have a brilliant personality, right? Sometimes church, and this is a very serious thing, this is a mistake that many churches are making. Many churches are making. Churches are electing people because of their personalities and not because of their commitment to serve. And what happens is this, ministers are being burned out or even quitting the ministry. Members are stopping coming to church because the church looks like a ring, you know, everybody's fighting, than a place where they are inspired and lifted up. Brothers and sisters, you are not chosen because of your brilliant personality. Sorry, I don't mean to disappoint you. You are being chosen because God lives in you. Amen. And He sees that flame that He put inside of you. That's why you're being chosen. So lift up to that expectation and become a brilliant personality. No skills, only a brilliant personality. Now we do not choose on that basis. Church elder, the office. Don't be too quick. Don't be too quick. Unfortunately, many churches are, and they pay the price. The Bible says it's a sin to be careless how you select people to the church leadership. Did you get it? What he's saying? That's basically what the Bible is telling me as a pastor. Don't allow this to happen, because when you're careless, you pay the price. And believe me, it's a heavy price. Don't appoint elders too quickly. I don't know if you noticed, but even though the suit is not the same one that my brother is wearing, but I want you to know that that neck is your neck. I was even careful to put that. That is your neck there, brother. Okay, now, who is this individual? It's the carrier of light. Lucifer, that means the one who brings light. He was chosen. Yes, he was selected to be a leader in the church. But instead of being a blessing, he ended up taking one-third of the membership out of the church. Why? Because pride came to him. Pride invaded his heart, his mind, and iniquity was found in him. Yes, he was the Lucifer, the morning, the son of the morning. He was the one who was supposed to be a light and bring light, but all that he became is the prince of darkness, because he wanted people to worship him instead of worshiping God. Now, who is this individual? Of course, we know Noah. Not our Noah here, but another Noah, right? Noah. It says, but I hope what it says about this Noah is about the same thing about our Noah here, because it says, Noah was a righteous man. Amen? Amen. Yes, a righteous man. Blameless among the people of his time. You know, when you are good, when everybody else around you are good, you know, it's a different thing. But when everybody's bad and you remain good, that's what it counts. And that's what unique about that Noah. And I hope it's the same about our Noah here also. And it says, and he walked faithfully with God. He walked faithfully with God. That's why he was a righteous person. Now, what about Moses? What do we learn from Moses? Moses, He did something that we, most of us, sometimes have a hard time doing. Listen to the in-laws. I thought it was somebody was going to laugh about that one. But it's true. Some people have a hard time listening to the in-laws. But sometimes it's a good thing to do. In this case, he did. It says Moses listened to his father-in-law. Why? Because he needed help. Brothers and sisters, you were selected to be part of the ministry in our church. I need help in hands. The Lord needs help in hands. This is his body. This is his church. But he needs our hands in order to operate the church. And that's why you have been chosen. Now Moses with the elders, notice, he first was doing all by himself and it was a disaster. Nothing was working very well. So now he received this advice. He chose to accept the advice. He elected the elders. Now Moses appears as active with the elders. And what were they doing? Teaching the people to observe God's laws, God's will. Moses with the elders. The qualifications of the elder, he must be a person above reproach, faithful, self-control, live wisely, good reputation, enjoy having guests in his home. Brother, don't forget that. That's what it means, that it's not to have a party all the time in your house. No, sister, don't worry about Sister Diane. That's not what it means. It means a person who has their open house when somebody, there's a need, or somebody who wants to visit, is to have a spirit of being hospitable. You know, a person who is willing to accept somebody to come to visit. And able to teach. Not given to wine. And I mean here the old wine. The new wine is fine, but the old wine is the problem. Because wine, isn't it interesting that wine and violence comes always together? Look there, wine or violent. It's what happens. Be gentle. Not a person who is always complaining and ready for a fight. Oh, how many churches sometimes they elect people for office that has a spirit that is my way or no way. And how many hours and days and how much energy is wasted around one particular individual that is always complaining about everything. So the Bible says an elder should not have that kind of personality. You should not be a yes, yes person either. You have a mind, you should think, but show respect. Be always with the intent to build up the church, not to bring it down. And not love money. Those that love money too much, they love the church very little. The more you love the church, the less you love money. The more you love money, the less you're going to love the church. He must manage his own family well. If you're not respecting your home, how are you going to be respecting the church? It's very important. For a man cannot manage his own household, he cannot take care of the church either. An elder must not be a new believer. How many churches has made that mistake too? I receive a phone call from a pastor that says he elected somebody who has a brilliant personality. And the individual not only created problems in his ministry, but took 15 people out of the church. 15. You know how much effort and resource is needed to baptize 15 members? You know how many years involved in taking 15 people to bring to the church? This individual with very little effort took 15 members out of the church. Also, people outside the church must speak well about you. You should be the same at the church and outside. I had once one elder that he read a lot of novels. And the novels have a lot of bad words. And so one day he was in the pulpit and it looks like he forgot where he was. And blah. He went out. And what he said is that everybody noticed, but he didn't. Why? Because this was a common part of his vocabulary now. Let not your lips be used by enemy. Remember, your mouth should not be a place where you find things that is not a language of an elder. Obey your leaders. This is for the church. This is a request for the church. You find this in Hebrews 13, verse 17. This is a contemporary English version. It says, obey your leaders and do, it says here, and do what they say. They are watching over you and they must answer to God. I'll say this to you, brothers and sisters. There's not a single day in 365 days a year that I don't pray for you. Let me say this again. Not only God is listening to me, but there is a record that's going on right now. It's on record. There's not a single day that I don't pray for you. Amen. Many times a day. Amen. Because I want you to be in the kingdom. Amen. With all my heart. Amen. So don't make them sad as they do their work. Make them happy. Yes, we all can be happy a little bit. So, in the same way, you young men, young ladies, show respect for the authorities of the church. It is important to do so. All of you serve each other in humility. Very important. In the same way, let your good deeds shine before everyone so that everybody can see that you are a light chosen by God. And we'll praise the Heavenly Father after what you do. So be strong and always work with enthusiasm for the Lord that chose you. Now, in 1 Timothy 3, verse 1, New Living Translation, it says this, if someone aspires to be an elder, he desires an honorable position. An honorable position. Somebody who has been chosen to serve deserves to be honored and respected. And that's exactly what we're doing today. Promote spiritual growth. That is one part of the function in the church, my brother Cleveland and brother Aquilina. Inspire by your personal devotion. Be loyal to your church. Learn the pillars of the church. Know them, practice them, and teach them. Don't ever allow yourself to be standing in criticism of the church. The church is imperfect. But as the Spirit prophecy says, this is still God's church. With all imperfection, this is still God's church. And when Christ comes, it is this church that He is going to take home. Because this is the church that keeps the commandments of God and has the testimony of Christ. This is the church. So do not ever raise your hand against the church or those that God has established in the church. Remember, your authority is a conditional authority. It's a conditional authority. Your authority is only kept if you have the Spirit of Christ in you. Respect promotes motivation and encourages participation. When you respect people, people will be motivated. When you respect people, people will be encouraged to be part of any project. Correct those that err. Sometimes this is one part that we neglect a lot. We see somebody doing something wrong. He says, no, it's not my business. Yes, it is our business. We are not here by ourselves. And when the Lord comes, we will be lifted up as a church, not as individual, but as a church. As a group of the saved. So we have responsibility to each other, not with the intent to demean anybody, but to rescue somebody. Because if you pray for somebody, if you talk to somebody who is doing something wrong, if he listens to you, you have saved someone. So you have done God's work. Unity and harmony. Protect harmony and unity in the body of Christ. Support. Assist the pastor in promoting the programs of the church, but also be faithful in tithe and offerings and with your presence. Be a person of prayer. Pray for the membership. Pray for the leadership. When we pray for somebody, we do not criticize the person who we pray for. The best medicine against the negative spirit is to have a positive ambition. Look in such a way to lift people up and you be lift up yourself in the process. Platform responsibilities. Remember, be on time. To be on time is a sign of respect. Also, when you are in front, don't take too much time so somebody else will have the time to participate also. Announcements. In this church here, we have practiced this for a few years, and we hope that long before you have another minister or so on, you continue practice this. The Sabbath and the pulpit is not a place for us to advertise the next home sale or whatever product. The Sabbath should be respected, and anyone who comes in front of you and make an announcement should respect your right to observe the Sabbath without any interference. That's why in our church bulletin, we don't announce sell this, sell that, no matter what. We don't do from the pulpit because today is the Lord's day. Today is not a day for us to buy or sell. Remember what Jesus did to the people that were selling things on the sanctuary? So remember those things. Platform. When you choose somebody to be in a platform, remember, the person who comes to the platform, this is sacred. A person who comes here has to be someone who believes, speaks, and dresses the way we believe. Okay? Because the way we dress is a way for us to talk. We reveal what we are, the way we dress, and the way we speak. So please be always that guest speaker. Never invite somebody to speak in the church unless the pastor knows about and approves. And the same thing is for the elder, so the first elder. To lead, remember to motivate. Remember to delegate. Remember to support. Remember to evaluate. Motivate, delegate, support, evaluate, cooperate. Those are good things. And when the pastor asks you to preach, if it's possible, be ready to do it. Prayer meeting, also help the pastor. Sabbath school, council representative, one of you will be chosen to do so, as well as the board of elders will assign you to be a youth counselor, and also the Pathfinders department. Chosen to serve. The church has chosen you to serve. Forever you be tied up to this church one way or the other. Do you see the one who is guiding the church, the hands? You see that between those hands and you, there is a church. We put that all set up to be some meaning to you because we wanted to take that picture and put that picture in your mind. Chosen to serve. We know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you because He chose you to serve the church. But you serve as a family also. I have some bad news to tell you. You may take that as a good news, but it may be bad news. Today is the last day that you could afford to be a regular member. After the prayer, you'll never be an ordinary family ever again. Whatever those boys will be, my father is an elder. It changed the whole ball game. It changed their accountability, your accountability, everyone's accountability. Even the church accountability, because the church has granted you that choice. From now on, you will never be the same. You no longer have the right to be like everybody else. You don't. You can no longer speak like everybody else. Today, the bad news is you're losing that right. But today, in the kingdom, there is a place, a special honor for you because you have something else is being written beside your name. So the trade is, you know, it's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it. It's a great trade. And you are blessed for being accepted this. Yes, you are chosen. The church has picked you. But also in the process, you see what happened? There you are raising your hand and the Lord's chosen you. But this is what the one that I like the most. Children, look at this. There goes Brother Cleveland. God fishing him up. Yes, he is no longer ordinary man. He is one of your elders. He is a co-leader, a spiritual leader in this church. Somebody who will share the ministry with me and will serve you as. So this is what I say as a pastor, quoting, using Paul's words in Ephesians 4, verse 1. I say this as my own words. Therefore, Pastor Elson, as a minister of the Lord, urges you to live a life worth of your calling, for you have been called by God. Live a life worth of your calling. Don't ever disrespect what the Lord has chosen you. At this moment, we would like to ask the deaconesses to come forward, please. All the deaconesses that are the new deaconesses to come forward, please. We'd like to, for you to stay here and stand looking towards the church, please. Brothers. This way, looking towards the church. Okay. We ask our head elder to have a consecration prayer for our deaconesses. So we ask the congregation, please, if you bow your heads, as do you have a mic? Okay. So he's going to have a prayer for a prayer of consecration for our deaconesses.
Church family, let us remember the words of our beloved Apostle Paul in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. And it states, whatever your task, work heartily as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in what you are doing in the lives of our deaconesses. As you've called each of them, please continue to spiritually guide them. Please continue to use them in our ministry here at Vista. Bless their families. Our request today, O Lord, is that you will use them way beyond their highest expectation. We know that you are able to do far more abundantly beyond all that they ask or think, according to your power that works within us.
Amen.
Today, we thank you for blessing us with their acceptance to serve as deaconesses and their dedication to our church family on your behalf.
Amen.
Lord, we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them in this ministry of servitude, to provide each with spiritual discernment to fulfill the duties and responsibilities recognized upon them as deaconesses of your Vista Church. Lord, we ask all this in his precious holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Don't leave yet. Go ahead and get the flowers, please. Okay, yeah. Come this way, please. Sister, thank you for serving our church. God's blessing. Thank you for serving our church. Thank you for serving our church, sister. Thank you for serving our church, okay? Thank you for serving our church, sister, okay? Thank you for serving. Thank you, ladies. God's blessing, okay? At this time, we'd like to ask my brother Cleveland to come forward. The reason why we're going to ordain him first before we ordain the deacons is because then he will participate on laying hands on the deacons. So that's why we have you first. And we'd like to kneel. We'd like the family to stand beside here, you too, please. Dear Heavenly Father, you have chosen my brother to the ministry. We ask you please to consecrate him and pour your Holy Spirit upon him. As he dedicates his life and as his family is part of his team, we ask to bless each one of them. Be gracious to them, Lord. Allow them to understand always why you chose them. We ask you please to give them strength. Give them a clear mind and a strong commitment to serve you with all their hearts. Bless this person that you chose. Bless him, Lord, with wisdom and with a strong conviction in all the principles that you teach in your word. Fill him, Lord, with light so that if people can see in him that he has been called, he has been chosen, and he has been selected. As his father before him, Lord, we are today, we dedicate him to you. In the name of Christ, we do. Amen. God be with you, okay? I have something to give to you. Stand. This is for you, and this is for you. Now we'd like to call the deacons, please. The three deacons. Amen. You can turn that way. Church, we have some new deacons here that you're familiar, you know them. You probably never have seen them dressed this way before. But get used because that's the way they... this is Mark. Has been always serving of there, and also Brother Eric, and this Brother Noah. So we have three more new servants here in the church. They are serving you. They are chosen by you. And today, all that we do is recognize their calling by bringing them before the Lord and lay our hands in consecration to them. So we're going to ask them to kneel. And now the two elders... we'll put their hands. We ask any other deacon that is here that wants to come forward to make a circle around them, please do so. All the deacons that are here, and you can come and make a circle as we kneel and pray. The two elders will kneel with the three deacons and myself, and all the other deacons can make a circle around, okay? So we wait until everybody comes, and then we kneel. We kneel. You're going to kneel and so that you can. Why don't you stay between them here, please? Yeah. So you put your hand on, okay? You put your hand on. Okay. Like that. Okay. Yeah, put your hand. Put your hand on. You can put your hands. You come forward. Brother, come. You can put your hand there still, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you please to take Mark in your hands, to take Eric and Noah. Bless them, Lord, with a portion of your Holy Spirit. Allow them, Lord, to be illuminated by your grace. Lift them up, Lord, so that they can serve your church well. Bless them, Lord, as they become inspired by you, motivated by you, guided by you, protect by you and carried by you. We ask you please to lift them and lift the families that they represent. Bless them, Lord, today as you have blessed our church to have them to serve our church. We ask you please, Lord, when Jesus Christ comes, that all the glory and the rewards that you have reserved for them, that they will be willing and ready to claim the invitation to come to your kingdom. Amen. Until that day comes, Lord, we ask you, please, keep them always close to you. In the name of Christ, we do, Lord. We bring these three individuals before you, Noah, Eric, and my brother Mark. In the name of Christ, we do. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome aboard.
Are you okay?
Welcome aboard, okay? And I have a certificate to give to you. Just give a second, please. Okay, just a second. Brother Eric. Okay. This is Brother Noah. And Brother Mark.
Thank you.
God bless, okay? Now get to work. All right. We'd like to invite a congregation to make a commitment at this time to support those that you have elected. So if you are willing to support them, would you please stand at this time? Now, as you're already standing, we can sing together, Holy Dying. Is this a commitment from the church and also for those new offices in our church?